Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings back some memories for you, Mackerman, doesn't it?
I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan. Always Same. Have been, always Classic. Will be.
Funniest person who ever lived, in my opinion.
He's in the running for sure.
That's unbelievable. He's up there. There's no doubt about that. Fritz outclassed me in baseball yesterday, to say the least. A few other elements from yesterday to cover. We sort of touched on one, but I want to do a little deeper on this. Because there is the question of how much you want it. James, Wilt Chamberlain's number. How about that? You know Wilt Chamberlain's number, James?
Like his jersey number?
Yeah.
So for what it's worth, jersey numbers are like my worst sports. I'm so bad. 32 maybe was he?
Rhea Wilt Chamberlain's jersey number.
It's my worst thing. I'm so bad at jersey numbers.
I mean, Mac, man, come on. Clean this up.
That would be unlucky 13.
I said 13.
Oh, you dead in here, yeah.
I said it like three times.
Oh, I honestly didn't hear you.
I said, I guessed, I was guessing, just remember.
13's my favorite number, so there you go.
Really?
Yeah. My wife and I got married on the 13th. We started dating on a 13th. Like, 13 is my number.
But I'm like James. I don't really pay attention.
It's the only thing, I can remember batting averages, home runs, this, that, for some reason, jersey numbers
I'm not good
slide
on
by me.
Current Phillies, I'm not good. Like Schwarber. I don't have it.
12? Schwarber's 12. 12.
Yeah. But off the top of my head, Trey, 7?
It's a single digit. I think 7, maybe something like that.
Now you're looking at me. You got no shot. No.
What is it?
I've completely forgotten every number.
See, that's what I'm saying.
If when I was a kid. No. When I was a kid, I can tell you, Wilt, no problem.
Those are the ones when I was a kid.
About
I wasn't
Walt
a kid
Frazier,
for Wilt.
Willis Reed, the guys who were great when I was a kid. But current numbers? I forget him 20 minutes later. I see a guy at bat. I watch the back of his jersey. What was his number again? I can't remember current numbers. Those of historical nature, that's deep ingrained. I'll never forget those. But today's numbers?
Yeah, a lot over the head. Yesterday was questioned in the afternoon show how much I won it. Let's listen to an exchange here.
So, first pitch was a strike. The second pitch, you almost hit him.
Yeah, you should have worn it.
You know,
and people thought that was a cutter or something. That was the arm
falling apart,
dying.
Yeah.
It was just dying.
That was his opportunity to step in front of one, though.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it. Didn't want to wear one.
No, he didn't.
That was not a hard pitch. I wasn't throwing that hard.
But
by that point.
Still, even in Little League, I was scared.
Yeah, are you
hit.
Kidding me?
It
sucks.
70 is still a 70-mile-an-hour
50
baseball.
Miles per hour, and I still wouldn't want to get hit.
No,
you don't want to, but maybe I should have.
I think it could have changed the whole competition. I mean, if we're being honest, it was you at that point in the competition, you needed an opening, and that could have been your opening. If he hits you, who knows if it gets in his head, he stops throwing strikes. I think, and I get it. Look, I'm not saying that I would have just stood there and taken it to the ribs.
Right.
I get it. It's instinct. It's whatever.
It's a lot of instinct.
It's instinct. You don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you had taken it there, it could have changed things.
All right, one more
it's
piece.
It's what made Chase Utley a psychopath.
Well, it's also part of what made him a fan favorite that,
yes,
like, he would just deal with it, and everyone's
it's
like...
It's like, you, to be able to turn your brain off to go, I'm just going to take it.
It's incredible.
I'm going to lean in.
Him and Dave Hollins are the two best I ever seen from the Phillies with that. One more from the guys in the afternoon yesterday, as they sort of wrapped up all of it yesterday. Here's something they said.
Strikes out swinging the third one. Fritzy pumps the fist, Tiger style.
Yep.
8-0, 8 up, 8 down, 30 pitches, 22 strikes in front of hundreds of admirers. Everybody goes home happy knowing that we are even. And Jackie Baseball, I believe this competition is once again in your, like, you are in the driver's seat in this competition. And you must feel that way.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that way. And it was probably the biggest crowd I've ever thrown in front of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was, that was a lot of people there today. But, you know, I just, I was glad it was 8-0. I didn't want to leave any doubt. He put a couple balls in play. I was happy to put a couple balls in play.
Yep.
But I think everyone there today knew that it was only going to go one way if I didn't have a fastball that I could throw for a strike and that board out. So I'm very happy, but again, it's only one.
It's only one.
Well,
it is
job's
only one.
Job's not finished.
Job's not finished. That's what Kobe said.
It's not even close to finished.
Not even close. I channeled my inner Jalen, you know?
All right, so
really
there's a lot really in there, dead. Including some humor and some humility near the end. But there's also Spike saying very clearly he thinks Jack's in the driver's seat. I will say this. I saw a tweet from someone a few hours ago on Twitter. A guy said, talking to Fritz, said, sounds like you are in his head now. This is what some random guy said on Twitter, a guy named Kyle. I can assure the world of this. He ain't in my head at all.
No.
I don't. I 0%.
At all.
Zero. Zero.
I just want to make sure that's at all.
I don't think there's any chance.
So,
I agree
you know,
with that.
Look, I'm not saying it's a sure bet I'll win this overall thing. Obviously, I think it could go either way. I do believe I will win. I believe I will win 3-2. And Rhea, you've been calling for something that may reemerge tomorrow. A more bravado hammer.
Yeah, I don't like humble hammer.
I know you don't.
It doesn't work for me.
But just know this. It was strategic in two events that I knew I was rightfully an underdog for.
Okay.
I've been playing possum.
All right.
All right.
Please. Because
just know I got more up my arsenal of tricks. Let's go.
I don't like you being nice.
Don't expect it much longer. I was happy for him that he won. I mean, the kid needed one. I mean, let's be real.
Well, I think we can definitely say that yesterday was a must-win for Fritz. It was not for you.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I think that is a clear,
right.
Like, he had to win yesterday. Would have been really nice if you won yesterday. You didn't have to win
right.
yesterday.
Plus, I'll say this. Me attaching my name to his name with this competition has lent credibility.
You've upped, you know, you've upped his notoriety.
I'm looking out for the kid. Let's go to the phones. Seltzer.
I got gotcha. You.
All right.
I got gotcha. You.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Brahim. Brahim, go ahead, buddy. How are you, dude?
Yo, what's going on?
It's all good, Brahim. It really is. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. So my nephew was your hitting coach.
Okay? Oh, man, I love him. What a guy Tim is, right?
Tim is my nephew. Yeah, we all graduated from Wichita. So him, me, his mom, and my older brother, we all graduated from Wichita. So when I heard you say his name this morning, I called him up. I'm like, yo, Tim, were you the camera's hitting coach? He was like, yeah, man. You know, and he told me that you guys were going to try to keep that bat on your shoulder for a minute. But as soon as Fritz was throwing strikes, he said, hey, I told Joe, hey, Joe, you got to be ready to swing, bro.
Yep. No, we knew that pretty early. It was obvious by, I'd say, the end of the second at bat that I had to start moving earlier. I wasn't going to swing at too many first pitches, but like
right.
once it was obvious he was pumping him in there, then like you know you don't want to be down 0-1 every count. So it was a fine line to. I'll say this: I was looking to swing hardcore at 0-1 because 0-1 you knew like you just don't want to go 0-2. So I had to accelerate the get to the swing more.
Well, I just wanted to tell the Delaware Valley that it was definitely a you problem and not a Tim problem.
Oh.
I co-sign that. Co-sign.
Agreed.
One last thing about Tim, right? So Tim was a beast in high school. He hit 500 all through high school. I moved to Jacksonville his senior year, so I didn't. And I was running the streets while he was in high school, so I didn't get to see him play. But when he got drafted, man, it was a really exciting time for our family, man. So he is a good dude. Just the next time you see him, though, I'm gonna need you to fire him up, because somewhere something went wrong, and he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna need you to fire him up. And his little sister, my niece, she's a Celtics fan. They're all twisted.
Holy mackerel! That's all over the place.
I rescind all the nice things I said about Tim.
Yeah, he might not like. I'm trying to get him some business. He might not like you putting that out there to the world.
Tim. His work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Just fire him up when you see him, man. Try to get him on the right side of things.
You got it, Preheem. Give me a great answer. Like this competition. What is silly but fun?
Silly but fun. Now, if I win tickets, give it to Tim, but I probably won't win. Silly but fun. Let me think, man. Probably silly but fun.
Three?
I don't know.
Two?
Bumper cars.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Pulled that one out of his ear.
Good stuff, Raheem.
Very good.
Bumper cars is a good answer.
I like that.
I like that answer a lot. All right, speaking of answers, Mac, man, we do five questions with you when you're in here. Question number five, Eagles related. What is on your Eagles' mind that we have not discussed yet today?
Today, the guy that I'm probably rooting for the hardest this year for the Philadelphia Eagles is Dallas Goedert.
Hmm. Why?
Because I think they put him on a griddle this offseason that he didn't deserve. He plays hard. If a guy gets hurt all the time, he gets hurt all the time, and I'm down Dallas gets hurt. When you play as hard as Dallas does, and he sacrifices his body as part of the Eagle run game.
Yeah, he does.
And part of the reason why Saquon went for 2,000 yards last year is he's one of the best blocking tight ends in the NFL. And the Eagles made him take a haircut financially this year. And I just thought that was wrong.
Mm.
I get it. It's a capped world, and how he manages it, as well as anybody in the NFL. But Goddard had to be the guy to take a haircut to keep your cap in order, and he did. So now I really want him to go out and kill it this year.
Okay.
Play all 17, 900 yards, 7 or 8, 8 or 9 touchdowns. Because he had to do what he had to do this offseason, I'm probably rooting for him harder than anybody else this year.
Interesting point. Hadn't heard anyone else say that. And I'm a big
Goddard
fan.
I've heard no one say that. It's interesting.
Very, very interesting point. With that said, let's do what we do. And this should be something after yesterday's baseball event. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Well, after an intense training cycle of bubble baths and strip club linguine, Joe DiCamera gets completely obliterated in baseball. Good try, Hammer. A few more push-ups and you'll be there.
I don't think push-ups were going to make the difference in baseball. I mean, it could help you with your power, but I don't think that was the basic issue. But, okay, I'll take the hit.
Ladies and gentlemen of the WIP jury, hosts, callers, listeners, we have ourselves a competition.
Yeah.
It is a best of three. Let the real mind games begin. Mm.
Yeah. Jody, do you endorse this idea of me amping up the bravado?
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only you know for sure. Because here's what I don't know. Rhea wants to see Haughty Hammer go away or return.
No, return. Excuse me.
Was that Haughty or Horny?
Haughty. H-U-G-T.
Just the way you say it with that accent.
Between you and Rhea, I'm not looking there.
No, please.
I don't know how good a tennis player you are. You're talking a pretty good game.
I don't mean
Jack's
to.
Jack's talked a pretty good game both times. You rightfully stayed in the middle and said, he's the favorite, but I got a shot. This is the first time you're coming out and saying, oh, I should win.
Well, it's based on what he has said. Like, it's only based on the fact that he speaks so unhighly of his tennis capabilities. So
that to me would dictate to you how you should play your hand going forward. If you really believe that he doesn't think he can play and he can't play, let's bring out Haughty Hammer.
Okay.
0-for-8 with 5 Ks? Oh, my God. He owned you. He freaking owned you, and he is in the driver's seat again. Bang!
I mean, look, I gotta wear it. There's no question. It's on me. I'll tell you, the irony of this is I actually would feel more confident next time in baseball than golf. But it was the inverse with the results here.
I don't know what's more embarrassing. Harper saying I'm great after 55 days not getting an extra base hit, or Jack Fritz being so excited beating you in baseball. The dude played college ball. He's 20 years younger than you. Joe, I'm proud of you. You're not an athlete. You know that. Him being this excited, he should be embarrassed.
No, because he didn't just beat me. He stomped me. You got to give him that. And you got to remember, there were hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people in the Delaware Valley questioning his fortitude, his testicular fortitude. And he did answer the bell. And so there's got to be a relief there for a guy like that. And I'll give that to him. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Mac, man. Two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Did Fritz throwing such a high percentage of strikes surprise you? Yes or no? Jody, how would you? What's your guess on how people voted on this?
72% yes.
Believe it or not, 54% say no.
Really?
I think they had too high of expectations for him. I mean, he delivered, don't get me wrong, but I mean, he was really throwing a lot of strikes.
I think if we did this poll prior, I think there was, do you expect him to throw a high percentage of strikes? I think it would be lower than that.
Because it was really high. I mean, he threw a ton of strikes.
Yeah, he did.
Was 22 out of 30 pitches.
And here's the other thing you got to give him credit for, like with 22 out of 30, it's smart at 0-2 normally to not throw a strike.
Sure. There's a couple built-in balls in there.
Like when you hear 22 out of 30, like it could have been higher if he didn't maybe waste one or two.
Yep.
So he was great. Second poll question, who is most likely to start a playoff game this year for the Phils? Jody, Lizardo, Nola, Painter. How do people come in?
All right, I'll follow James lead and say most recent stats available could swing it. So I'll say Lizardo is the top guy after yesterday's performance.
58% Lizardo, Nola 39%, and Andrew Painter down to 3%.
Three. Oof, that's low.
Wow.
It's been a bad last couple weeks for Andrew Painter's, like, let's get him up here as soon as possible and get ready for October campaign. Let's go to Jeremy right now. Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
So I was in attendance Tuesday for Painter's last start in the minors.
Ooh, interesting.
And based on what I saw, and I thought different of this yesterday, and I've changed my opinion since, I think that the only thing that makes sense as far as bringing him up is bringing him up at the end of the season to fill in the bullpen. I don't think he's ready to contribute as a starter based on what I saw. I'm no coach or expert or anything, but you know, you can see it when you can see it. And you
well, what did you see, Jeremy? So just give us a sense, because obviously most of us didn't see it. What did you see?
I mean, his velocity is there, but, like, he's just, I mean, he let up 5 runs in 4 innings. And he's not pitching against Aaron Judge and Shohei and all these guys that are big bats. He's in the minors. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's what we want right now with the race for first place being so close.
It's a very fair point. All right, Jeremy, we got to move fast here, so I want to turn to and get a lot of people on for Who or What is Silly But Fun. This is for Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul tickets to a concert tonight. Silly But Fun, what do you got, Jeremy?
I can't make the concert tonight, so don't pick me to win, but building a blanket fort.
Yeah, pretty good answer. All right, we're moving fast. Jordan, I need an answer fast. Silly But Fun.
Just Joe, I learned something about you and I today. We both lead life crotch first. So congratulations.
Jordan.
Wow.
That's funny.
What's
don't we kind of enter life crotch first? But yeah, go ahead.
We enter, we leave, and we forge ahead, crotch leading the way.
All right.
What's silly but fun?
Pretty sure the head comes out first. I'm not. I could be wrong.
I wasn't talking about
that. Yeah, he was talking about
body.
The prelim 9 months in advance, James. That one went over your head. I got you.
Seltzer.
I saw you.
I got you. Come on.
All right, Jordan, I need an answer. Silly but fun.
Taking a baby and tickling them or holding them up above your head and playing airplane. Getting
not
them-
bad. Not
good
bad.
Good answer.
Baby talk and baby stuff. All right. We need a winning answer.
Karaoke.
Yeah, I think it's karaoke. We got great answers, but I think it's karaoke.
Got a legit shot. See if anything else. Wing Bowl, The Wave, Whoopee Cushions. I got karaoke too.
I just think it's a perfect answer. Like
as
a perfect
answer. As
long
as it's
answer.
Not The Wave. Karaoke perfectly fine with me.
Hey, Mike, congratulations with the answer of karaoke, which is a great answer. Silly but fun. Mike, you'll be attending the concert tonight, Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Once again, everyone, thanks for listening to our show. Once again, congrats to Fritz. Give him a lot of love today on the afternoon show. Thank you to Plymouth White Marsh High School, their field, their people, and also just the umpire. Everyone did a wonderful job. But me.
And Horty Hammer will be with me tomorrow at Borgata?
It's a Friday, come on! I will say this. As we move toward round three, I'll be entirely ready for what needs to be done.
Okay, because I'm out. Tomorrow's my last show, and then
you and
Reggie's coming home.
You and I tomorrow,
so
Mac,
I need, for Rhea's sake, I need to see Horty Hammer.
I gotcha.
Okay, good.
Give love to Fritz today. Could be his last win. Probably won't be, but he's not going to win two more. Talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh are up next.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.